Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Jeffrey Combs, President and Founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Facebook Live here today in the Golden Mastermind Studios. I'm going to let the Facebook Live populate and then we'll move into the inspirational portion of today's Facebook Live. Today is November 16th, the year of our Lord, 2021, and this is going to be whiteboard training number 2, 102. So 101 was yesterday, this is 102, and number 2, 2 days back-to-back of whiteboard training. For 21 years, I flew 150,000 air miles on United Airlines. 150,000 air miles on United Airlines. I would speak 45 to 50 times a year. And in coaching, one-on-one coaching, over a 23-year period, I have coached 12,000 clients, 60,000 hours one-on-one. And a lot of my time in traveling was right here on a whiteboard. I'm not a PowerPoint guy, although I can use a PowerPoint. I have been using whiteboards since 1991 when I started my network marketing and direct sales career in an office in Pleasanton, California. So I've written on whiteboards around the world. I've written on whiteboards in Australia. I've written on whiteboards in Taipei, Taiwan. I've written in whiteboards in Mexico. I've written in whiteboards, you name it, and I've written in every state in the United States almost, and also in Panama, England, and many, many places. So I like to use a whiteboard to create points. Now today's content is going to be on self-esteem. So it's going to be self-esteem. And especially this component. You are good enough. So self-esteem means self-aware, being able to self-actualize, being able to include self. So self is going to be, self-esteem is the higher self. When you're not good enough, then that is called the lower self. And the lower self is then anxiety, fear, and doubt. That's what the lower self is anxiety, fear, and doubt. So for you to be good enough, you don't require permission from anyone except self. Now for you to be able to be good enough, it's called accept. Now the ego automatically goes, yeah, but how do I? That's what the ego does. That's the lower self. Yeah, but how do I? I have been silently suffering for 46 years, tiptoeing quietly through life, and I'm going to arrive at my grave safely, living the greatest pain, the pain of regret. That's the purpose of your ego right now. Your ego is to suffer if you've been suffering most of your life. So if you want to break through, if you are in this state of I'd like to but aren't certain, well, then you're in the contradiction of it. And then you're in the battle with yourself. That's your higher self and your lower self. And so if you're 45 years old and you have been challenged with money, you're barely getting by, you've wrestled with multitude of addictions, you find yourself in debt. Most importantly, you're overwhelmed and possibly overweight or any multitude of situations that keep you perpetuating the same set of feelings. Now here's what becomes challenging. You've read books. You've gone to events. You have studied. You are educated. You've traveled. You've done a lot of things. You've dabbled with success in business. So you're in this space right here. You're in some level of recovery. However, what is not happening is you're not reaping the benefits. You're not reaping the rewards because the discipline hasn't kicked in. It means that you're inconsistent, meaning not consistent, specifically emotionally. So I'm going to cover a few how-do-I's today on how you can be good enough. So I'm going to do this right here. This is under some good light right here. Good enough. So self-esteem means that the self, the higher self, is good enough. It doesn't require any outside influence. It doesn't require recognition, rewards. It doesn't require outside love because you're able to contain and be fulfilled. That's what good enough would be. It doesn't require trophies, money, girls, boys, dates, mates, soulmates, teammates. Broken down, good enough is power. Now the power that I'm covering is non-physical. Not physical power, not the power that you gain from having a great physique. You can have a great physique at the gym, you can win awards in fitness competitions, you can be a millionaire, a decamillionaire, a trimillionaire, a multimillionaire, you can be all these things, but that doesn't mean you're good enough. You're good enough when you accept and determine that you're good enough. Now, in your ear, people can whisper, "Wow, you are awesome." People can say this to you. People can congratulate you. People can reward you and tell you that you're a great mentor, you're a great leader. But if you're still grounded in the events that have shaped the feelings that keep you not feeling good enough, then you'll continue to perpetuate the same set of feelings over and over to create the same outcome. In energy, in calibrating energy, energy is broken down into cycles per second. The lowest level of energy is anxiety, fear, and doubt. And it starts down here with apathy. And then there's guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, overwhelmed feelings, grief, pride, anger, hate, resentment, and then there's disappointment, frustration. So this is what comprises this right here, anxiety, fear, and doubt. Right in here is a place called the gap. That's a place called courage. Right here is where you start to begin to feel good enough. Courage is a quality. You may have heard me say this before. It's not an emotion. But courage is a quality you access. You become courageous. Courage enough to face your fears, to face your anxieties, to overcome how small and little you feel at times. Courage is not, the purpose of courage is not to feel big. The purpose of courage is to break through. The purpose of courage is to let go. It's a rung on the ladder you pull yourself up on, and you look across the horizon line. You look out right up there, and you say, "I can be there while I'm right here." That's the vision. And then you have the courage to start the process. How many of you in today's Facebook Live are clean and sober? You have a day of sobriety, you have an hour of sobriety, you have a week of sobriety, you have a year of sobriety. Whatever it is, whatever sobriety means to you, it means that you had enough courage to change the way you've been operating. So you started at one day at a time, and all of a sudden you have 30 days, 90 days, you have 6 months, 12 months, you have a year, you have 2 years, you have 3 years of sobriety. Now the key to that sobriety is, are you emotionally sober, or do you continue to relapse back into a set of feelings that keep you emotionally addicted? So if you're emotionally addicted to a set of feelings, you will have low self-esteem. Now, the objective is not to have high self-esteem. The objective would be to be in a state that you have esteem. Esteem means you feel good enough about yourself. That's the simplicity of it. And that does not mean that you have to have a great job, be a millionaire, own a home, be free of all debt. You can be good enough by accepting you're good enough. Now, the analytical egoic mind goes, yeah, but how do I? It's not an how do I, it's an accepted state. It's a longer breath cycle. It's acceptance. Accept, it becomes, then you make amends. You forgive self, that's self and others. Then you move into a state of gratitude. Grateful to be alive, grateful to be here today. Grateful that it's raining, grateful that the sun's out. You find ways to be grateful rather than letting your mind relapse into all the things that are wrong and all the challenges you have and everything that's gone wrong in your life. And then how anxious you are about the future and what's going on in the world. Because when you move into that state, you are overwhelmed. You're in a place called fight or flight. And that's where a lot of people spend a great deal of their time, living in a state of fight or flight. So let's look at the breakthrough factor. This right here is a book I wrote. I wrote this book in 2018. It was a bestseller for 2 days on the bestseller list on Amazon. Actually outsold some top-tier authors, and this book is a comprehensive handbook and a guide on what it means to emotionally break through. So I'm going to go back to this right here. So once again, this is let's start over here. Anxiety, fear, and doubt. Here's courage. This is called consciousness. And this is called enlightenment. These are the energies that you want to understand. These are the basic energies that once you understand can change this. Who and what I attract. Because once you understand the basics of this, now you can begin to change who and what you attract. And who you attract is not luck. Who you attract is skill. There's going to be an 80-20 principle, a 90-10, and a 99-1. So 80% of what you attract will produce 20%, 20% produces 80%. And so it's these equations and fractions you want to start to understand. This is also called the Pareto principle. The law of averages, the law of attraction, the science of attraction, they're all skills. And once you start to understand the skills, and they're grounded in a place called self-esteem. It means lovable, good enough, capable, and I am. So I am good enough, I'm lovable, I'm capable, I'm resourceful. It's an I am state. It's a present tense statement about a feeling that you feel good enough. It's self-actualization, it's self-reliance, it's self-esteem, it's being able to be self-observant. It means you can depend on yourself. It means I am dependable. I can break through. So as you start to develop self-esteem, you're not depending on anyone, because you become independent of any outside influence because you are good enough. And once you're good enough, you're in a place in consciousness, which is a very important key to consciousness. And this word right here, consciousness, is trust. So when you're in trust and you're also aware, and then you also know, and then you live in a place called belief, and then you're certain, then there's none of this. A-N-A-L-Y-Z-E. Analyze, process, think, make sense. Once you start to live here, you will not be doing this, because you will understand that this is a WOT, a tremendous waste of time, and you will stop wasting your time processing, thinking, and analyzing, which leads to one of the most critical situations that people perpetuate. It's called avoid procrastinate. Now, when you're a procrastinator and an avoider, you are WOT, wasting your most valuable commodity, time. And time goes by and not a lot gets accomplished. And by not a lot getting accomplished, then you get to feel bad, feel frustrated, overwhelmed, and behind. Now, that is most of the world right there. In an overwhelmed state of consciousness, stuffing feelings, getting ready to get ready, putting off today what they're going to do tomorrow, good intentions, poor delivery. Now, if that is you, it is unequivocally your time to change. And changing is not a how do I, changing is a commitment. The simple principle of one day, at a time. Ask yourself, can you go the rest of the day without being critical? I'm not asking if you can go the rest of the day without drinking. I'm not asking you not to eat sugar. I'm asking if you can go the rest of this day. In California, it is 1:21. So if you live on the West Coast Pacific Standard Time, can you actually go the rest of the day without being critical of yourself? If you live in Eastern Standard Time, it's 4:21. Can you go the rest of the day without being critical of yourself? Can you go to bed grateful tonight? Can you go to bed and rest tonight? Or are you going to tell yourself, I can't sleep. I can't turn the engine off. How do I go to sleep without medication? How do I do that? How do I go to sleep without a glass of red wine? And what about stuffing my feelings with sugar and food and trans fat and genetically modified organisms right before I go to bed? But see, when you get into that space, you've relapsed before you've even been there. But that longer breath cycle, breathe, release, and let go. That's four words, breathe, release, and let go, that you begin to practice. That's an affirmation. It means you're speaking into existence word choices that you begin to believe that will empower you to be able to change the way you've been changing. And the situation you require changing the most are your emotional reflexes. Because the reflexes that affect you the most are the reflexes of fight or flight, and that's based on reactions, where the body operates in an unconscious state, and you don't even know why and what you are doing, but you're doing them autonomically through a term called autosuggestion. Now, to change your auto-suggestion requires awareness. Self-esteem requires acceptance. Once you begin to accept yourself for who you're capable of being, for who you are right now today, you unequivocally begin to change your energy because you're accessing courage rather than continuing to go down here. Because when you access all of this right here, these reflexes, you can go from right here, courage, to right here in a second. You can find yourself in anxiety, fear, and doubt, in anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, overwhelmed feelings, grief, apathy, and pride like this. Because you're so accustomed to relapsing on command without any way to interrupt those feelings. And so if you coach with me, you hire me, you follow my content, you read David Hawkins, you read this book, The Breakthrough Factor, you have a better understanding of cause and effect so that you are this. You are no longer the mind-body connection. So what does that mean? It means that you don't relapse on command. It means that you don't find yourself at the refrigerator. You don't find yourself avoiding. When you're watching TV, you go, "What? This is a waste of my time." But if you're watching TV in a relaxed body and you feel free of guilt, that's one situation. But if you know you should be doing something else and you're using this to avoid that, well, that's what will keep you feeling guilty. But when you decide that you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shaped your feelings, you are now in a place called letting go. And see, when you are letting go, you are no longer the mind-body connection of the events that shape the feelings. You no longer listen to the voice from your past that says, you're stupid, you're retarded, you're not good enough. You have ADD, ADHD, you'll never amount to anything, you can't make it, you'll never graduate from college. You're only going to work in a factory, you're going to end up in prison, you're going to end up in jail, you're a drug addict, a drug dealer, you're from the wrong side of the tracks. You're poor trash on the wrong side of the tracks. You're never good enough. Your family's terrible. You'll never make it. You'll hear these voices so many times. Give up. Get real. Get a job. Get a real job. Go to college. Get an education. Stop thinking about being a millionaire. Oh, dreams. Come on. I'm a dream stealer. Let me steal your dreams. Are you kidding? You live your dreams. You're not good enough. You've heard this so many times. And from all the trauma bonds and people you hold on to and the circle of influence of people who want to pull you down, the dream stealers, the naysayers, the haters, the cheaters, the toxic people who keep you doing the same thing over and over, you have to learn to change your association. You have to learn to separate your feelings from events and people who no longer serve you, and you learn to do this free of guilt. That is called boundaries. And I will reserve that for another call when I cover codependence. So when you become codependent no more, you're also no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. So this is some content today that will assist you. So in wrapping up the content today, self-esteem is self-actualization. Self-esteem means nobody's permission is required for you to love yourself. You don't have to validate, justify, and explain yourself to anyone that you don't feel you're required of it. And as you start to improve, you start to condense your communication style, you become much more aware of why people do what they do, you start to understand and spot the people who use force and want you to be their counterforce, you start to have a better understanding of some of the people that tell you in one ear they love you and hate you in the other, that they're a contradiction, and you let them go, and you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. So this is whiteboard presentation number 2 in the year of our Lord 2021 on November 16th. If you're watching this content and you're already coaching with me, congratulations. If you would like to add on to your existing coaching package, you can send me a message in Messenger. If you're new to this content and you've not accessed a free 20-minute coaching session, feel free to go up into Messenger and contact me. And I'm also offering a 20-hour package in a unique marketing proposition. If you are open to that possibility, either adding on your existing coaching or hiring me to be your coach. And as I said, I also offer a free 20-minute coaching session. You will see us more on TikTok, and you will see us doing more SEO, and we're going to be enhancing our brand in the next few days, weeks, months, and years to come, as we are always on the cutting edge of social media, free enterprise business, self-employment, internet marketing, and living the good life. My name is Jeffrey Combs, President and Founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Feel free to reach me right there on Facebook Messenger. You have a great day.